Excellency, dear Hisham Zazu, I might say, after we met so often meanwhile. Now we are sitting here at one of the most fascinating places in Egypt, in Luxor, just the Karnak Temple behind us, the fascinating Karnak Temple, the Valley of the Kings, one can say the cradle of mankind. At the same time, it's the most dramatic destination within Egypt. Luxor is still empty. Good for the few tourists who are here, who have the most exclusive experience they can imagine, but a catastrophe for the people now for 4 years.
100%, Jürgen, my friend. My heart bleeds because this city was vibrant with people, and now it's like a ghost city. And that's, and there is no reason whatsoever that it doesn't come back as it was. That's why I look forward with all these functions. You are here today. We had QTA before, and we are looking forward for other events of that to bring the attention and the eye of the decision maker of tourism in Germany that this is a worthwhile investment, and that you can enjoy it, and people will enjoy it definitely if they come.
How many tourists you can count at the moment here at Luxor?
I tell you, in the morning, sometimes you get deceived. You go to the Karnak temples in the morning and you find a big groups. They're coming only for the day.
From
Hurghada. But in reality, there is very, very, very few people that is really coming to Luxor. And I believe this situation will change, and out of the German market will be the leader starting this month. Because there is a number of committed companies together with airlines are flying direct from various points in Germany to Luxor. And I believe it will reach up to 8 planes next February, a week to Luxor from Germany. I think this will help to start the snowball effect. Things will be better in a year's time.
Because if we talk about unemployment rate, it must be a catastrophe at the moment.
It is a catastrophe because if you really look, most of the people here are dependent on tourism. And no tourism, they are not skilled enough to go to another business, so they are unemployed.
The perception that it might be not safe along the Nile, you always complain it's not the reality, but it is just the media.
Yes.
But I can't remember any articles or TV spots dealing with Luxor in such a topic that Luxor might not be safe. It's more a general concern of people being in direct contact with, let's say, inhabitants, locals. With locals, not being in their all-inclusive resort with a big fence around. And that's probably not an Egyptian issue or fault. It has something to do maybe with the Islamic topic at the moment.
I think probably this is the case, unfortunately, that they associate the local people with Islamists, and they're afraid to get in touch with them. But I tell you that the local people here are very open, and they're welcoming the guests in that sense, and has nothing to do with extremism in that sense. On the contrary, they value very much today more than ever the absence of the clients. So when they come, they will be the first to protect them in that sense, and they will be the first to entertain them in that sense. I believe this unfortunately mix between the political situation, the Islamists, extremists, and the impression is our main challenge to change.
You just mentioned that this week's nearly all tour agency from Germany are here in Egypt. There are so many conventions, so I can't imagine there's any travel agency in Germany which has not had the personal experience here in Egypt. What do we expect after that? A boom next year?
I think if you are a travel agent and I'm a German sitting in the cold, in the cold winter, you know, in Germany, and you're telling me I've been there, it is safe and sound, and I'm German, talking to a German is better than me talking to him. So I think this will be a very powerful tool, these events, to create the demand again. And I believe start this winter, 14-15, things will start to move up. But I believe the peak year for Luxor will come soon in 15-16.
15, 16, and your perspective in general for 12, 15. So we had 1.3 million Germans in, I think it was 2010. Yeah, exactly. And then we had a bad, bad years, and the last year was the worst of all. Yes. And 2015, what's your perspective?
I believe we'll get back, if not 1.3, we'll be very close to it or even surpass it. 2015, we'll witness that, end of 2015.
Good. Coming back to Luxor, you just mentioned it was one half sentence that you just increased the flight numbers. But at the same time, I think you have some candies for tour operators if they bring people to Luxor instead of Hurghada.
Yes, correct. I have more incentive plan, candies, as you mentioned, Jürgen, to them. I think we are very generous in that sense. We are paying. All what you need them to do is fill up 40% of the flight, and we will pay for every passenger from seat number one to seat number 100 figure per seat, helping them. Co-marketing, we are paying up to 75% in co-marketing. They pay only 25%. And we are reducing the charges for airport aeronautical fees to help move the business back again.
So going to a region where it works already, Hurghada. Hurghada is doing quite well. Okay, the prices are quite low at the moment. But you promote it as a Red Sea Riviera.
Right.
And you can't find Egypt if you're just not looking for it.
True. It is as if it's a country or a land of its own. And I think this is helping the perception that it is just as a separate entity. I'm trying to do that with Luxor, land of the pharaohs, or romantic Nile. And like the Red Sea Riviera, we would like to expose it this way, just to get out of this misperception about the place. And I think it will work. I have a new commercial for it that will come out in Germany very soon.
Oh, we are excited to see that. But if we look to the tourists at the moment at Hurghada and just the regions around Hurghada, it is, as I said, more price-driven at the moment. And I can't imagine that you focus on the price even for the future, because these rock-bottom prices, they can't be continued, because if you want to offer value.
Yes, of course. If we're offering value and quality and experience, because tourism is experience, people coming to have a good experience in a destination. You cannot give that kind of experience when you put the prices extremely low. I believe the prices should go a bit up to ensure the level of quality, but not much to hamper the flow to come. And I think that equation we are able to do.
So we had the Kitesurf World Cup this year. So it is a strategy to open for new target groups, not only the divers?
Kitesurfing, I think, is a haven and paradise in Egypt, in the Red Sea. And I think we'll be having the second time around next year too, and create other products that could work, you know, like desert adventures or bird watching or what have you, because Egypt almost has something for everyone.
But the divers were even coming through the crisis. They
yes.
supported you very much.
Yes, divers are coming, and we're going to have an international conference and activity, something like Kitesurf for Divers. And I believe we'll make one in Hurghada and one in Sharm el-Sheikh, because they are unique places for divers. Yes, I agree. One is coming up in Dahab from Germany in December. And I think we'll have 120 international divers to celebrate a special function there. And I'm sure it will have an effect in the media back in Germany.
I'm quite sure. I have been in Soma Bay a few weeks ago. What I found was, concerning the guests, let me put it in nice words, a very international crowd in the hotel. So that means you have to open for more the Eastern markets, because the Germans are not coming as you expect them to come.
Well, we need the Germans to come, for sure. I know sometimes there's sensitivity to have special crowds with other crowds, but this could be sorted out. We can still cater for any market, but try to make some areas only for Germans or some areas only for Russians, etc. I have to agree, sometimes when they mix, it is not very pleasant.
Yeah. They're all nice. So you just come back from London, from the WTA. Yes. So the whole night on plane, just sitting here and having interview after interview. All the Egyptian colleagues, they were just wanting to have you on the camera. You're not tired to communicate crisis, but to do what every tourism minister would like to do, just to tell people about the beauty of the country.
I wish I was in that position, but my luck and destiny put me at a time where Egypt needed somebody to talk business, talk reality, and convince people that the crisis is not as it seems. And I'm accepting that destiny, and I'm trying to make the best out of it, and I hope I'm trying to do a good job.
You do.
Thank you.